You are hearing FinTeeDo podcast. Updated investment law, key changes and implications for investors. In a rapidly evolving global economy, legal frameworks must adapt to accommodate new investment landscapes. Saudi Arabia's updated investment law is designed to foster a more inclusive and investor-friendly environment. This law not only redefines the concept of investors and capital but also introduces several provisions to streamline procedures and protect investor rights. The updated law will come into effect 180 days from the date of its publication in the Official Gazette. This article delves into the significant changes brought about by this updated law and examines what it means for both local and foreign investors. Business activities. The updated investment law allows investment in most activities, adhering to the principle of investment freedom. However, certain activities are restricted and require prior approval. Investors interested in these restricted activities must submit a request to the Ministry of Investment for Saudi Arabia MISA, which will then forward it to the relevant government agency for review. MISA publishes and updates the list of restricted activities regularly. Broadening the definition of an investor. One of the most notable changes in the updated investment law is the definition of the term investor. Unlike the previous foreign investment law, which exclusively addressed foreign investors, the new law encompasses both local and foreign investors. A local investor is defined as a natural or legal person of Saudi nationality, while a foreign investor is someone who does not meet this criterion. By treating both local and foreign investors under the same legal framework, the law aims to eliminate any potential biases and promote equality in the investment landscape. Refining the concept of capital. Under the updated investment law, capital includes a wide range of assets such as company shares, stocks, contractual rights, fixed or movable assets, intellectual property rights, and other legal rights, including licenses and permits. Importantly, the law excludes loans, bonds, and other financing instruments from this definition, signaling that investments in these areas fall outside the law's scope. Many investors make initial investments in the form of quasi-debt instruments like convertible debentures or convertible preference share. It might be worthwhile for the government to clarify about the classification of these instruments, whether as capital or as debt instruments outside the scope of capital. This clarification can go a long way in reducing unwanted litigation. New provisions and investor protections. Beyond redefining the key terms, the updated investment law introduces several new provisions aimed at improving the investment climate in Saudi Arabia. One of the most significant changes is the replacement of the traditional licensing process with a registration mechanism, which is designed to offer more flexibility and efficiency for investors. The law also introduces new investment incentives, allowing for the possibility of granting incentives based on regulatory conditions. Streamlined procedures and dispute resolution. The updated law also emphasizes the importance of streamlined procedures and effective dispute resolution mechanisms. The introduction of a national registry for both local and foreign investors simplifies the registration process, making it easier for investors to enter the Saudi market. Moreover, the law supports alternative dispute resolution methods, including arbitration, mediation, and conciliation. This provision allows investors to resolve conflicts more efficiently, avoiding lengthy court procedures and potentially fostering better relations between investors and government authorities. Conclusion. Saudi Arabia's updated investment law represents a significant step forward in creating a more inclusive and investor-friendly environment. By broadening the definitions of key terms, introducing new provisions, and enhancing investor protections, the law seeks to attract both local and foreign investments while promoting fairness and efficiency in the investment process. For detailed information on the updated investment law, please click here. Stay tuned for more Fintedu podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.